Chapter 4. Becky Goes to Sir Pitt's. The next morning, Becky was certain that Jos would soon come to propose. But the horrible headache Jos had got from the punch had erased all thoughts of marriage from his mind. The only thing that came from Jos was a note to his sister, which he sent by messenger. Amelia's hands trembled as she opened it and read, "Dear Amelia, I am feeling ill and am leaving today for the spa at Cheltenham. I hope that you and Miss Sharp will forgive me for my behaviour last night, and that Miss Sharp will soon forget the embarrassment I caused her. Your loving brother, Jos." "The romance is over," Amelia thought sadly. Trying to control her tears, she took the letter to Becky, who was eating breakfast in the dining room. Without a word, Amelia gave Becky the letter and ran upstairs to her room to cry. Becky hid her disappointment well. She was already reconsidering her future, especially as she had received a badly spelt letter that morning from Sir Pitt Crawley, asking her to meet him at his London house the following day. They would then leave together for his house in the country. Late the next afternoon, Mr. Sedley ordered his coachman to drive Becky to Sir Pitt's house. Amelia and Becky hugged each other, cried, and promised to be friends forever. One of them cried real tears. The other stopped pretending to cry the moment the carriage turned the corner. Finally, the coachman stopped the carriage in front of a tall, dark house, whose windows were covered up by old newspapers. Becky knocked on the door, which was opened by a short, ugly, bald man wearing dirty trousers and a dirty coat. "Is this Sir Pitt Crawley's residence?" Becky asked.
"It is,"
said the man. "Can you help me with my suitcases?" Becky asked. "I'm the new governess, Miss Rebecca Sharp."
"Oh, all right,"
the man said.
"But it's not really my job."
Becky followed the man into the living room and then asked, in a very majestic voice, "Where is Sir Pitt Crawley?"
"Ha! I'm Sir Pitt," said the man, laughing at Becky's obvious surprise.
Before she could say anything, he said,
"Let's eat. Sit down over there,"
pointing to a small table and two old chairs. He served the food himself from a pot which had been hanging over the fire and gave Becky a full plate. Then he took one for himself and sat down with her. Sir Pitt's behaviour, his appearance, and his home were not what Becky had expected from a baronet. She had expected a handsome, well-dressed man, a magnificent house, and lots of servants. As they ate, Sir Pitt took several pieces of paper out of his coat pocket and said,
"I've been in London on Parliament business. Please read these papers, my dear. You can help me if you have clear handwriting and know how to spell."
Becky looked at his papers, and then they talked for some time. "Sir Pitt speaks plainly. He's dirty, and his behaviour is eccentric. But for some reason, I like him," Becky thought. The following morning, Sir Pitt and Becky travelled by carriage to Queen's Crawley, Sir Pitt's house in Hampshire. A long avenue of trees led to an enormous red brick house. Within a very short time, Becky began to make friends with all the correct people at Queen's Crawley. Lady Crawley, Sir Pitt's second wife, was ignored by everybody, including Sir Pitt. Becky ignored her too. However, Becky soon won the affection of their two little girls, because she did not insist that they study too much. She was also respectful to the elder of Sir Pitt's two sons from his first marriage, Mr. Pitt Crawley. He lived in a house on the estate and was engaged to be married to Lady Jane Sheepshanks. "There's no chance of a romance with him," Becky thought, "but I should have him as a friend." Becky made sure to treat Mr. Pitt very nicely and to flatter him as often as she could. Rawdon Crawley, the younger son, was a captain in the army and lived at his barracks. He rarely visited home because he and his brother hated each other. Another important member of the family was Miss Matilda Crawley, Sir Pitt's very rich, unmarried sister. She lived in Park Lane in London, but often visited Queen's Crawley. She had £70,000, and this made her an object of great respect, as Sir Pitt always hoped she would leave him money when she died. Sir Pitt, of course, was the most important friend Becky could have at Queen's Crawley. So in addition to her duties as governess, Becky helped him write his correspondence, showed an interest in everything on the estate, and played backgammon with him whenever he asked. Within a year, everyone of importance in the house depended on Becky in some way, and she was in charge whenever Sir Pitt and his elder son were away.